I'm here with Justin Hopper. Hi, Justin.
Hi.
From Justin's point of view, I've asked him to do some new writing.
We were looking specifically at World War I and what effect this had in World War I. And it's a pretty interesting progression because the major thing we always think of with World War I is chemical weapons and the introduction of gas attack. Some of those same chemicals and some of that same research has now wound up being neurotoxins that are used today in 2011, 2012 as anti-louse measures, even in school children, and sometimes to fairly negative effect. So what I've done is created this piece called Others Took Their Place. I've sort of shaped this writing around a set of entries from a period bibliography of articles published about anti-louse methods between 1914 and 1918. When you start introducing chlorine gas and mustard gas and things, you're essentially treating them in the same way that that we would eventually treat lice with DDT and such. Others Took Their Place.
Private Henry Gregory, 119th Machine Gun Company. We'd never seen a louse before, but they were here in droves. The men were killing them between their nails. They spent the better part of an hour in killing lice and scratching themselves. We soon found out that this took the better part of an hour daily. Each day brought a new batch. As fast as you killed them, others took their place.
Tiny lord of the First World War's trench warrens, the louse bowed neither to Kaiser nor King. His entirely selfish system of alliances allowed for a promiscuity barred to the German or Englishman, Yankee or Poilu. While the soldier's life was at the mercy of generals' discretion and vague, far-off political rumblings, the louse's only enemy, and ally, was his unwilling host.
Eugene Woodman, German, August the 18th, 1915. Special attention is drawn to the wave-like digestive movements of the gut of Pediculus humanus, which make it possible to ascertain whether delousing measures have really killed the louse or merely stupefied it.
World War I was history's great equalizer. Wind-whipped chlorine gas, machine gun spray, and tank treads weren't picky. Neither was the army of lice. It's been estimated that 97% of all men in the trenches were infested. And just as he was blind to differences in national character, the louse ignored a man's class, as happy to thrive on the body of a commanding officer as the lowliest pressed peasant. As laboratories raced to concoct more horrific means of ending the lives of men, of scattering them from the trenches, so too did they battle with the tiniest partisan.
Trapp, German, September the 14th, 1915. To control lice and troops in the field, where delousing equipment is not available, each man can carefully go over his own garments when shown the places eggs are apt to be located, and remove and kill them, as well as adult lice.
A few of the First World War's offspring. Chlorine gas, the deadly choke smelling of pepper and pineapple. Phosgene, the gentle waft of musty hay or green corn, insidious and undetected, the slow dryland drowning of entrenched men. Trench fever, the sickness spread by the tiny louse, filling hospital beds and laying armies low. Was one of these evils the solution to the other?
R. H. Creel, American, June the 9th, 1916. Results of experiments to determine insecticidal value, with special reference to mosquitoes, fleas, body lice, and bedbugs, of cyanide gas and sulfur dioxide.
Chemical warfare against men proceeded far more quickly than that against lice. In the trenches, gas masks slung at their sides, men picked chats from one another's bodies, cracking them between fingernails, or frying them on candle-heated metal. Success was more likely to come from altitude and cold, trenches filled with steam, or bathing in kerosene than from the laboratory.
J.P. Kinlock, British, June the 19th, 1916. An investigation of the best methods of destroying lice and other body vermin. Numerous methods investigated include heat, petrol, chlorine derivatives of methane, ethane, and ethylene.
Hidden in today's chemical warfare against the louse whom natural selection has made increasingly resistant to even the most thorough attacks by mainstream means, is the indirect descendant of the race to create better machines for dry drowning entrenched men. Lindane, a relative of phosgene, remains the nuclear option for combating lice, the attack coming with shampoo and comb rather than windborne cloud, the quiet legacy of feverish fights in the triangle between the laboratory, the war office, and the trench. Each day brought a new batch. As fast as you killed them, others took their place.